live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now we should have on the line SJ Mortimer. Are you there, SJ?
Hi, Alex.
Hello. You've had a bit of a morning, haven't you? You were all set to get in and then you've had a bit of disaster, but it sounds like it's all worked out now.
Yes. I'm sorry. It's been a bit chaotic. One of my neighbourhood cats was injured and I just had to try and get in touch with my neighbour to...
Sort of the vets and all that, but yeah.
I think she's on her way to the vets now, so
Very good.
She'll be all right.
Oh, well, good. You've done your good deed for the day. You definitely get a gold star for that. So tell me all about these songwriter sessions at Tall Trees. Is it the second one tomorrow?
Yes, it's the second one. And it's basically an idea I've had for a gig night for a really long time, and Tall Trees is just the perfect venue for it because it's so just, you know, beautiful and like... perfect size venue for it as well. And the idea is we get three writers in and we all take it in turns to sing a song that we've written and we talk about it a bit, and it's just a different kind of gig because instead of just, you know, a half hour set from each artist, we all take it in turns, so it's like we're all performing together and we all have a little chat in between songs. And
do you talk to the audience as well, or is it just a talking between the three of you on stage, or how does it kind of work?
Yeah, it's super chilled really, so it's kind of chatting with everyone really. If anyone wants to pipe up in the audience, you know, that's fine. It's
you won't tell them to be quiet.
Is a little kind of campfire in the middle, you know what I mean?
yeah, because this is becoming more and more popular, isn't it? I think it's something that country music has done for a long time, hasn't it? And I've noticed folk music has started to do it, so it's really a great way to feel more connected, I think, with the musicians that are involved.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that's happening a lot now at festivals, and I think it's just interesting to kind of know more about the artist's songs and you know how the song came about, or you know just funny quirky little details that you wouldn't hear at a normal show.
That's brilliant. So who's at the songwriter session tomorrow?
So we have a lovely lady called Amelia Quinn, who is actually from Cambridgeshire, doing great things in the country scene and Americana scene. She's got a lovely gritty Americana voice, so it'll be very exciting to hear what she's got lined up. And then the other artist that's joining me is Josh Robbins from the Mardlers,
who we know well. Yes, we last interviewed him at the Cambridge Folk Festival because they were doing a set at the Den.
His
songwriting is immense, isn't it? So that's going to be really interesting to see, and also hear where the songs come from.
Yeah, exactly. I've always loved Josh's writing, like his lyrics and like the soul that he brings live with his music is just great. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun night.
Brilliant. And yourself, you're going to be doing some as well?
Yes. I will be there too. I will be singing some songs.
No, don't put... And that's going to be good to hear as well, I'm going to say. Don't put yourself down, whatever you do. And so is this going to be a monthly thing, or is it sort of as and when?
It's a bi-monthly night.
Oh, okay, bi-monthly. So, okay.
Yeah, on a Thursday, like hopefully the first Thursday. So the next one will be in December. I'm yet to have a date on the next one, but I've already got a load of writers lined up. So
fantastic.
There's a lot of interest in it from musicians, which is really cool, because that's the whole point, is to you know, get more of a community going of writers locally and from further afield, because that, you know, there's not many venues in Cambridge for this kind of thing, you know. Solo,
and like you say, for the size of it, it's a good size, isn't it? It's on Lensfield Road, isn't it, for those that don't know, just down towards Trumpington Road, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It used to be the Snug.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful venue. It's great. It's doing well, you know.
And so it's tomorrow night, how do you get tickets, and what time can we get in, or can you get tickets on the door?
Yeah, you can get tickets on the door. They're £7. And you can also get tickets online if you go to my Facebook page, SJ Mortimer Music. There'll be a link there, or you can just turn up on the night.
Yeah.
I think 7 p.m. doors open, and the music will be starting from 8.
brilliant. That sounds really good. And I was busy tomorrow night, but that has been cancelled. So I'm now hoping that I'm going to try and get down. Doors open 7, music at 8.
Yeah.
And I get a ticket on the door. So you might see me down there. I'm really hoping so, if I haven't collapsed by then. But I really look
nice
forward to
actually,
it.
Nice to see you then, because I haven't made it there today.
Yeah, exactly. And we haven't seen each other since, before lockdown, probably, have we? I'm not sure now.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
In person, anyway. So as well as that, if you can briefly tell us, Morgan Way have been doing lots of stuff, haven't they, since you were in here chatting to me, seemed like a lifetime ago. Now, over the summer, what you've been doing, because you had a little bit of a disaster over the summer, didn't you?
Oh, right, yeah. I was just thinking, oh, God, what was that?
What have we been doing? But you've already forgotten about your poor leg.
Oh yeah, I broke my foot parts of my foot and my ankle in May as I was walking to a gig we were doing in Birmingham, and I was only one drink in, I just have to add.
Yes, exactly.
People are like, oh, were you trolleyed? No, I was not, but I ended up doing the gig anyway because I didn't think it was broken. I just kind of medicated myself with whiskey that night to get through the gig. But yeah, so I spent festival season in like a cast and then a moon boot. So it's been quite the summer. But
you got all the gigs done. Yeah, yeah. You did all the gigs and all the festivals, didn't you? On a trolley, trolley. Well, on a scooter as well.
Very impressive. I started off actually in a wheelchair because I had to have my leg up constantly for the first few weeks. So that was interesting, performing in a wheelchair. And then I went on to a knee scooter, which was great because I could get around a lot easier.
But you're back together again now? Are you off all that now?
I am. Amazing. Thanks. Yeah, I'm got a little bit of a limp, but it feels great to be able to walk around again. So I'm definitely never going to look at my phone whilst walking down the street ever again.
Nah, see, there's a lesson there, isn't there, for all of us? I've very nearly done that a few times and thought, oh, I mustn't do that again. And then, of course, you do. But I imagine yours is now definitely deep-rooted that you're never going to do that again. So you have some new music coming out, or are you just working on new music?
Yes, new music with the band Morgan Way. And also, I'm finally releasing another solo single.
Excellent.
I haven't released any solo music since 2015, I don't think.
My goodness,
it's about time.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll pass it this way when it's done, and we'll give it a play on here.
Yeah, no, I will do it. I think I'll be announcing something next week, actually.
Excellent.
So I'll be sure to send you all the info.
Lovely.
So that'll be exciting.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for that, SJ, and thank you for your heroic efforts this morning. I know we couldn't see each other, but hopefully I'll see you tomorrow at Tall Trees. Doors open at 7, music starting at 8, and just £7 on the door at Tall Trees in Cambridge for a songwriter session with three great musicians. Thank you very much, SJ.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Alex.
You're welcome. See you soon. Bye.
Bye. Cambridge 105 Radio.